I'm joined by Mark Hazlewood after Carmarthen Town's 2-1 victory against Airbus UK Broughton today. Mark, your thoughts about the game?
Yeah, I thought we started the game brightly. Deservedly went in front, I thought, in the first 20 minutes with a penalty. And then we looked comfortable, but then conceded a very, very sloppy goal again, which in reality knocked us back a bit, but it made the game appear closer than I felt it actually was. Yes, it was 1-1, but in terms of who was going to win the game, I never really felt that we would lose it, if I'm perfectly honest. And we have a good group in terms of it's going to be a 14-man game all season for us, because we play at a high tempo. We ask people in certain positions to run themselves into the ground, and they did that, and we made, you know, the subs came on, and I thought they had an impact in ensuring that we didn't then concede another one.
You mentioned previously that this season we decided by fixtures against people like Airbus, so that 3 points was quite welcome today.
Yeah, it's you look at the start, the first 10 games, I think 8 of them are against teams that finished last year in the top 6. So I look at the 3 games gone now. Connorsky here at Richmond Park, I thought we defended resolutely and stubbornly. We didn't really play a lot, but I was happy with that point. We actually played almost 100 times better against Newtown at Newtown, but defended awfully, and I was disappointed with not necessarily all the performance, but aspects of our defending at Newtown. Today, the performance was generally solid, without being, you know, fantastic. But we conceded a sloppy goal, which put us, you know, we were waiting then to nick another goal rather than be comfortable. But delighted with 4 points from our first 3 games.
Yeah, certainly. You made one change to the starting lineup today, which seems to be a mastermind stroke, because Bertie Bassett came back into the starting lineup and scored the winning goal.
Yeah, Carl's had a difficult time with us, if I'm perfectly honest. You know, there was a period of time, not so long ago, let's just say 8-9 months ago, when he would be first on the team sheet. He's gone through a dip in form for various reasons, which I talked to him about. And I said to him today, you know, just get back to what you were doing before. Just run behind defences, be a pest, be a threat as a footballer, cut out all the silliness. And he did that today, you know. So with bringing him into the team, we changed the system a little bit. And I thought that was good. We changed the system at half time to counteract something that they were doing, and I felt second half we were worthy winners.
And it's on to Bala on Tuesday night, not up in Bala at Newtown. Any thoughts about that yet?
Yeah, Bala, you know, they've spent wisely, they've invested heavily, and it'll be a very, very difficult fixture for us. Anything from that game, if I'm brutally honest, would be an absolute bonus for us, because, as I said previously, our season will not depend on results against Bala and TNS, because I think they'll be first and second, if I'm honest, and therefore anything from that game is a free game for us. Anything from that is a bonus.
Diolch yn fawr, Mark, a pob hwyl nos fawr.
Diolch.